episode title, Why You Didn't Get Diagnosed Sooner, Late Discovery, Lifelong Impact. This episode dives deep into the often overlooked reality of late diagnosis. Why do so many intelligent, creative, and capable people only find out they're dyslexic as adults? What are the signs we missed? And how do we move forward once the pieces finally click into place? You'll hear personal stories of late discovery, emotional and practical impacts of going undiagnosed, why girls, people of color, and high achievers are especially overlooked, steps you can take to seek support now, no matter your age. Whether you were diagnosed at 5 or 55, this episode offers solidarity, tools, and healing. Welcome back to The Dyslexic Signal, the podcast that turns up the volume on voices that have been too often overlooked. I'm your host, and today we're talking about something deeply personal. Why didn't you get diagnosed sooner? For many of us, dyslexia wasn't something we knew about when we were young. It was just this quiet confusion, feeling like reading was harder than it should be. Wondering why everyone else could finish the test before we even finished the second page. Working twice as hard to get the same grade or not getting it at all and assuming it meant we just weren't smart. I want to start today with a story. Mine. I always thought I was just a slow reader. I mean, I could read. I wasn't illiterate. I just needed more time. I lost my place often. I reread sentences over and over but didn't retain them. And yet, I got good grades. I was praised for how hard I worked. Nobody ever suggested I might have dyslexia. Until my daughter was diagnosed, suddenly everything clicked. The signs I never understood in myself were crystal clear when I saw them in her. That day changed everything. I cried, not out of sadness, but relief, because for the first time in my life, I had a name for it, and I wasn't broken, I was dyslexic. So let's break this down. Why do people go undiagnosed, especially women, especially high achievers, especially people of color? Here's what the research and lived experiences tell us. Stereotypes of dyslexia still dominate. People think it's just letter reversal or spelling issues. That's part of it, but not the whole picture. Girls and women are more likely to mask. They're often quieter in school and less disruptive, so their struggles are missed. People of color face systemic biases in education and healthcare, leading to under-referral and under-diagnosis. High achievers often compensate. They develop workarounds and push themselves beyond the limit, but it comes at a cost: anxiety, burnout, self-doubt. I want to share two more stories with you, stories of people who found their answers later in life and how it changed everything. Jamal was in his 30s before he was diagnosed. He was a brilliant entrepreneur with two businesses, but he avoided reading contracts. "I thought I just had a short attention span," he said, but deep down, he always knew something was different. When he finally got tested, he said the results didn't make him feel broken. They made him feel seen. Elena was a teacher. Yes, a teacher. Who struggled every day with lesson planning and spelling. She often used templates, copied old slides, and felt exhausted trying to keep up with grading. It wasn't until a PD workshop about learning differences that she saw the list of symptoms and felt like someone had written her diary on the screen. She cried in her car after work and booked a private assessment the following week. Diagnosis? Dyslexia. She told me, "It's not that I can't teach, it's that I was teaching without tools that worked for me." Let's list some symptoms that many people don't realize are signs of dyslexia, especially in adults: reading slowly and needing to reread for comprehension, trouble remembering what was just read, difficulty with directions, left versus right, or telling time, strong verbal skills but weak written expression, anxiety or avoidance when it comes to reading or writing, constant fatigue from overcompensating. If you're nodding along, you're not alone. And more importantly, you're not late. You're right on time. What you can do, get assessed. Even as an adult, it's worth it. It opens doors to support, tools, and understanding. Self-identify if formal testing isn't accessible. Recognizing your traits can still guide your growth. Connect with the community, online groups, podcasts like this one, and local support groups can be life-changing. Relearn how you learn. Use audiobooks, text-to-speech, mind maps, whatever works for you. Advocate at work. You may be eligible for accommodations, even in the workplace. Now, I want to leave you with some final thoughts that I hope will stay with you long after this episode ends. Late diagnosis doesn't mean lost potential. It means finally understanding the beautiful complexity of your brain. It means healing from the years of, why can't I just? It means rewriting your story on your terms. So if no one has ever told you this before, you are not lazy, you are not slow, you are not alone, you are dyslexic, and you are powerful. Thanks for listening to the Dyslexic Signal. I'm your host, and I'll see you in the next episode.